morning. It's a privilege to be here today. My name is Bill. I'm here from World Bible School. And I know a lot of you. I work with a couple of you. And it's a pleasure to meet those of you that I haven't met before. And I would like to invite you after worship today, if you have additional questions, please look me up. We're here to serve you and to assist you. So please let me know if there's anything we can do in that regard. I also want to thank you for being mission-minded. I came on Friday, and Rob and I chatted a little bit about today, and we were getting prepared for this event. And he told me about your efforts leading up to your Mission Sunday. And I thank you for that. Thank you for looking for those who need Jesus. Thank you for finding ways that you can be of service to them and share that saving gospel message with them. My hope is today that you will come to understand and realize that this is another way that we can share that message with Jesus. I know many of you are involved already, and I'm hoping that those of you who are not will give us a look and will consider getting involved and using World Bible School as a tool to help share Jesus. Rob, what am I doing wrong? There we go. We have to start here. We have to start with the Great Commission. Jesus spoke these words to his disciples in the first century, and he told them to take his message to the whole world. Have you ever thought about the magnitude of that challenge? Have you ever thought about just how enormous a task that truly was? Think about it this way. They couldn't jump in their car and drive 500 miles. They couldn't get on a plane. They couldn't get on a train. They had no fast ships. They had no means of transport that compare to what we have today. They couldn't pick up a telephone, couldn't use a television transmission, couldn't use the internet as we can today. And yet, Jesus told them, "Take my message to the whole world." I think that's an amazing challenge when we think about it. And yet what's even more amazing is to consider the fact that they actually did what Jesus told them to do. Colossians chapter 1, verse 6 and 23, we see that they took this message to their world. We have that same challenge today to take that message to our world. How are we doing? How are we doing? Again, I appreciate so much your mission focus, your efforts, and your desire to share the saving message of Jesus with those around you. Are there ways that we can do better? Jesus told his followers in John chapter 4, on the occasion of him meeting with the woman at the well at Sychar, he told them to lift up your eyes, look at the fields, they're white unto harvest. Essentially, he was telling them, there are those who need me, find them, serve them. I believe the same thing is true today in our world. There are many people who need Jesus. They need us to help them learn about the Savior. And that's where World Bible School can be a valuable tool as we go about sharing that saving message. This morning I want to share with you information about World Bible School in terms of what it is, how it works, the tools that we offer, and ways that you can be involved if you're not already. I want to start with the basic set of materials that are used to share this message, to help the seeker learn about Jesus. These materials exist in print, and I have samples out on the table. Please feel free to take those this morning. Take them home and take a look. In print and also online. But this series is made up of 7 booklets, a total of about 50 lessons between those 7 booklets. And I want to share with you what they say, what they teach. The first lesson is entitled The Way to Life. And it's a very short lesson, it's very simple. And it opens with a scenario where we see a young boy looking at his father as his father reads a road map. And the boy asks his father, "What are you doing? What is that you're looking at?" And he tells him, "I'm about to go on a long journey. I'm going to a city far away, and I've never been there, and I don't know the way. I need a guide to help get me there safely. I need instructions to help me make sure I can arrive safely at my destination." that's a simple example we can all appreciate. And I tell people when I travel, I go to churches in many parts of the country, I especially can appreciate the value of a good roadmap when I'm traveling places I've never been before. But in this lesson, it takes this very simple physical example and then it turns the tables and it asks a very important question. Spiritually speaking, what kind of a roadmap do we use as we live our lives? What is it that helps us decide what we will do, where we will go, what we will say, how we will live day to day? It's a very important question, and that's where the study begins. The second booklet entitled God Has Spoken goes on to introduce the God who created the universe, the God that we are worshiping this morning, the God who made us. It goes on to explain that if we are to serve this mighty God and be pleasing to Him, we must serve Him on His terms. We must come to God in ways that He accepts. He has the power. We have to understand that. It goes on to explain that God has revealed Himself to mankind in a variety of ways, including through the prophets, through nature. And it helps the reader understand more about the mighty God. We go on in the third booklet, entitled This is Good News, to help the reader understand that God did not create mankind as an afterthought. He didn't create humanity on a whim, but rather the good news is God had and has a plan for every human being. He wants a relationship with us. And that relationship, of course, is based upon His Son, Jesus Christ. The fourth booklet, Knowing Jesus, helps to explain that Jesus is the culmination of that plan, that good news that God has for mankind. The fifth booklet is entitled Born of Water and Spirit, and it's all about the topic of conversion. It's all about helping the reader to understand that, again, if we are to serve this God, that we must do it on His terms. We must understand what He has revealed in His Word, how He would have us approach Him. We must be willing to submit our will to His will, to trust His promises and obey His commands. Up to this point, these five booklets are written to help a person build upon their knowledge as they go from lesson to lesson, to gain a thorough and complete understanding of the gospel call. The hope, of course, is that a person will obey the gospel and become a Christian. That's what these are all about. Then the next two booklets, The Family of God and Live a Life of Love, are actually written for a different audience. They are written for a new Christian. Because in the ministry of World Bible School, many people around the world study these materials, and in many cases, they live in places where they can't simply go down the street and join the nearest congregation of the Lord's people. In many cases, there isn't such a congregation. There perhaps even isn't even a street to go down. So if they study these materials, if they are baptized, if they become a Christian, now what? What do I do now? What's next? That's what these last two booklets are intended to help them with, to help them understand the body of Christ, to grow in their knowledge of what the body of Christ is, what the parts of the body are, how they need to grow and mature as a new Christian. This is the basic set of curriculum that we use in sharing the message of Jesus. Now, in addition to that, every year there are people around the world who register and say, I want to study. And they tell us through their profile information that they are of the Muslim faith. Well, we provide materials for use in that situation as well. We also have a large number of very young people who register, some as young as 7 or 8 years old. And sometimes these kids are too young for the material in the Master Series. So because of that, we created set of booklets written specifically for kids ages 8 to 12. They talk about great Bible heroes and teach great truths that are explained in the Bible. And the hope, of course, is that they will study perhaps with the help of a parent, and then later they will continue their studies with us. We've offered the printed materials for almost 45 years now. And about the last 20 years, we've had that same set of Master Series lessons online available. So when you look at the opportunities for study, both if a person wants to study printed lessons received through the mail, or if they prefer studying electronically, what that means is a lot of people have the opportunity to study about Jesus. In fact, last year, our total registrations of new students worldwide totaled for postal almost 840,000 people around the world who registered, who had seen an ad somewhere and signed up and said, I want to study. In addition to that, another 134,000 people signed up electronically saying, I want to study. That's a lot of people. Around 1 million people a year, especially when you consider that some of those people send names of additional friends to their teachers. We never see those numbers. Around 1 million people a year register saying, I want to study. What a great opportunity to reach out and share the message of Jesus. That's a lot of people. A couple of other numbers I want to share with you quickly. At any given time, with all those new registrations, about 1.5 million people are studying using these materials. They're served by 6,000 to 8,000 Christians who serve as their study helpers, who send them that printed lesson through the mail, or who go online and grade those lessons on their computer. And as a result, we see every year many thousands of people who request to be baptized because they've been able to study and learn about Jesus and decided to obey the gospel. Now, I love these numbers. I love them because they're big. I'll admit that to you. And why I say that is, don't we want more and more people to hear about Jesus? I want these numbers to be even bigger because more and more people need to hear about Jesus. When we think about the size of our population in the world today, around 7 billion people, how many need Jesus? Only around 7 billion. This is why I want to see these numbers grow even bigger. But in spite of these successes here, there's another number that's even more important, and I want to talk to you about that. And that's the number one, and I'll explain. This is a photo of a man that Ruth and I met in 2013. His name is Rexon Impulo. We met Rexon in Zimbabwe when we were part of a World Bible School campaign to that country. We traveled over there as part of a team, and we were conducting seminars in cities and towns and villages all around the country. We got there, and we went to the house we were staying with a family there, and the phone rang. And Alice, the lady of the house, picked up the phone, and he said, Hello, I'm Rexon. I'm here for the seminar. And Alice told him, That's great. Who are you? She didn't know this man. This man had been sent an invitation by his World Bible School study helper from the U.S. and invited him to come to the seminar in Harare, Zimbabwe, where we were. That was great. The only interesting part of it was he didn't live in Harare. He didn't even live in Zimbabwe. This man lived in Malawi. If you know your African geography, you know that Zimbabwe is here, Malawi is up here. This man had been invited by his teacher to come to this seminar, and he got on a bus, not an air-conditioned luxury Greyhound bus, but more likely about a 7 or 9 passenger minivan, probably stuffed with 12 to 13 people. And he rode 19 hours to come to this seminar. He was a brand new World Bible School student. He accepted that invitation, and he traveled, and he came all the way down. He stayed with us at this house. We got to know him a little bit. Got to visit with him. He went to the seminar. He listened to the lessons. He asked some questions. He believed and he obeyed the gospel. He was baptized and he went home a new Christian. What a tremendous, tremendous story. But it gets even better because from there he wrote me an email about 6 weeks later and he said, Where I live, the Church of Christ is not even known. So I have started finding men and women and gathering them together. And we are now worshiping our Lord under the tree. And he sent me this photo. Now, Rexon is the guy in the back in the pink tie right in the middle. Now, he's just one man. But how important he turned out to be. Because he heard this life-changing life-saving message. He responded to it, and then he went home and he shared it with others. To my knowledge, he has baptized at least 6 people so far, and he continues to preach and to teach and to work with preachers and missionaries and others in his area. Now, Rexon is not a learned man. He's a farmer, and he's proof positive that we don't have to have some kind of an advanced degree to share Jesus. He simply heard the message, he believed it, he obeyed it, and then he's sharing it with others. He's only one man, but he's making a real difference in the lives of others. This is a picture of a letter that was sent by a young lady named Stephanie Sun. Stephanie was a World Bible School student. She lived in China. Her World Bible School teacher was named Al Garrett. Al lives in Dallas. And Al was using the printed lessons, sending back and forth to her. They were studying. They were progressing through the lessons. And they came to the 5th set of lessons entitled Born of Water and Spirit. And summarizing what she says in her letter here, when it came to the subject of baptism, she stopped. She couldn't abide that teaching. And Al heard nothing more from Stephanie until she sent him this letter 10 years later, when she wrote him and she thanked him for what he'd done and she told him that I've been baptized and I'm now your sister in Christ. What a tremendous story. Al is just one man, and yet he made a tremendous difference in the life of this young lady. And I think this example teaches a very valuable and important lesson for all of us, and that is simply this. God has tasked us to take the message to our world. Let's be faithful in what God has asked us to do and be confident that God will be faithful in His time, not in ours. Let's be sure that we continue to be faithful in sharing the message of Jesus, and let's not become discouraged if we don't see what we think we should see in terms of results. Stephanie's a prime example. God knows. God works. We do the sowing of the seed, the watering if we can. God will provide the increase. This is an email that I received from a friend of mine. His name is Bill Lewis, and Bill serves as a volunteer chaplain in a federal prison in Sterling, Colorado. Bill goes in and shares the gospel with men in that prison using World Bible School materials. He had written me saying, I'm going in this Saturday. I have finally gotten permission to baptize those who requested to become Christians. And I don't know what I'm going to face. I said, please let me know. He went, and this is the email he sent me after. If you can't read it, it says, we baptized 23 this morning. Praise the Lord. Some interesting stats, and he cites the different backgrounds of these men. But what I really love is the last sentence here in his email. He said, one of the men specifically said, I would not have known to do this except for World Bible School. You know, there's nothing magical about World Bible School. It is simply a tool. It's a tool that helps to reveal and illustrate the power of the Word of God. And in this case, we see how 23 men made the decision to respond to that gospel call. And they are now free. If not physically, certainly spiritually, they've been made free. Again, a tremendous story. And yet, it gets even better. Bill sent me this about a year ago. About a month or two ago, he sent me a follow-on email. And it reads like this. Bill, this morning we baptized 26 men. Many of them taught themselves with the WBS study Bibles we have been handing out. Many were taught by others that we taught and baptized last year by WBS. So what do we see here? We see a Christian sharing the message, people becoming a Christian and sharing the message. And hopefully, on and on, that will go. Now, Bill Lewis is just one person. But look at the difference he's made in these people's lives. We could go on. I could share stories like that all day. But Rob told me I only had about 2.5 hours, so I won't go any further. The bottom line is that we want to be sharing the message of Jesus. We want one Christian to share with one seeker at a time. And these tools can help to do that. WBS is supported by many generous congregations and individuals, some of which are in this very room, and we thank you for that. And one little fact that I think is really, really good to share is that every dollar given helps one more person start that journey of studying and learning about Jesus. So we appreciate your support. We thank you for all that you do, both financially and physically, in this ministry. Thank you. And again, I'm hoping more of you will want to get involved. Please let me know if I can help you in that regard. You can learn more about World Bible School. First of all, you can talk to me, or you can go to this website address if you'd like to learn more. Now, from this point, I want to shift gears a little bit, and I want to get more personal. I want to bring this down to a level right here on Crystal Falls Parkway in Leander, Texas. And I want to talk about some things that can specifically be of use to you in local outreach. And I want to share some other tools with you as well. We talked about how God, or Jesus, told his disciples to take his message to the whole world. Well, in addition, in Acts chapter 1, he told them this. He told them to be my witnesses in three places: in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, do you notice the first location he said to be his witnesses? In Jerusalem. Now, I think that's significant because do you know where they were when he told them this? They were in Jerusalem. Now, I take from that, and I don't think I'm stretching the scripture here. I think in essence, Jesus was telling them, first, be my witness right where you are. And it's that concept that we use to help provide ways that churches can use World Bible School materials in local outreach, right where we are. Can we use these same printed and electronic lessons that I mentioned earlier? Well, absolutely, we can. WBS can help you to reach out far away, and you do that with foreign students who sign up, and you provide them with lessons, and I appreciate that so much. It can also help you to reach out right here, and I don't know how well that shows up, that illustration on the right, but that's Leander, Texas. So we can help you reach out far away or right where you live. And we call that Connect. Now, Connect is a simple concept. We assist you with ideas on how to promote or advertise the fact that you are offering Bible study opportunity in your local community. Those ads, those promotions will then in turn generate people who register to be students, people in the local area. And those names are then sent right back to this congregation so that you can encourage them, assist them with their studies, grade their lessons, help them, hopefully develop a relationship with them, encourage them in their studies. And our hope, of course, is they will become a Christian. That's what Connect is in simplest terms. But I want to share with you a couple of things that make it reality. How do you go about finding those ideas, those ways of promoting it in your local community? Well, one is what we call traditional advertising. That's doing things like handing someone a business card that has on it an invitation for them to register to study, or placing posters in areas where people will see them, or handing out bookmarks or other printed materials like these, all of which are used to encourage people to sign up. That can be done anywhere that you go. And I often encourage churches to print a lot of these business cards, hand them out to all of your members, and then as you go through your week, give that card to someone that you encounter. No hard sell. No arm twisting, simply a smile and a, would you mind checking out this website? And get people to think about that and see if they will respond. That's traditional advertising. That's one way that Connect can be promoted. The next one is what we call web ads. Web ads is actually a program that Google has developed that we use. And it is designed to help people who are already online searching for something. How many in here have ever gone online and searched for something? Probably almost all of us. Now, we know that the web can be used for good purposes and bad, this is one of the very best ways in which we can take advantage of this technology. What if someone is interested in learning about the Bible? What if they go online to Google, and what if they say, they do a Google search that says, I want to study the Bible, and they hit enter? Do you know what they're going to get? They're going to get a list probably about this long of different websites they can go to study the Bible. Well, one of those opportunities will be World Bible School, and we do everything we can to be right at the top of that list. Because if they will then click on the World Bible School website, they can register to study. They can decide, I want printed lessons sent through the mail, or I want to study electronically on my computer. And that's how we can find people, and do find people, who want to study. So how does that help you locally? Well, here's how. If you look at this map, and it doesn't show up very well, it's a map of the U.S., but you can see all over it a lot of areas marked in red. Every one of those areas marked in red represents a location where a church has said, we want to target right here. We want to use the power of the internet right in this specific location to find people. So, we program the software so that when a church does that, when someone within those defined areas goes online and they're searching and they say, I want to study the Bible, and they click on World Bible School, then the software forwards that name of that person right back to that church. So that church can identify their home area. A person finds them. The name comes to that church. They then have the opportunity to reach out to encourage that person in their local community. Currently, there's about 150 or 160 congregations of Churches of Christ around the country using web ads, as you can see by all the red areas. Currently being used in 36 states. Also, churches are using this to reach out locally where they have missionaries or they support mission works in other countries, currently in 17 countries, to target and find people to study with. Now, what if we look locally? Well, here's the Austin area, and again, don't know how well you can see that. My laser's not working. But if you look up in the top part of that picture, you'll see the big, funny-shaped area. It says Georgetown, and just to the left it says Leander. That means there's already a web ads campaign in place that encompasses Leander and other surrounding areas. But we have many of those where more than one congregation shares a geographic area, and it works out very well. So what I'm telling you is, you could also be a part of this, should you decide to, and use web ads to find seekers in this community right here. And I can, of course, share the details with you on how that works. So that's Connect. That's how it works. Now I want to go on and tell you about some other things, starting with our new ESV Bible. How many people here know about our new Bible? Anybody? Okay, for some of you have seen this. We have always offered a Bible for sale because teachers want Bibles to send to their students. We've always offered one, and it's always been the smallest we could possibly stand, smallest print, lightest weight possible, so that the postage was affordable. Well, we have changed to this new Bible effective the middle of last December. And it is an ESV, English Standard Version, which is a tremendous, accurate translation, a literal translation, not a paraphrase. But the best thing about it, in my view, is in the back of that Bible, there's an entire section, over 100 pages, of additional study helps that correspond to the World Bible School lessons. So they give the reader even more study materials that they can use. And in certain situations, when those students qualify, they can receive that Bible for free. So this is a tremendous tool. We're very excited about it. And many, many churches and individuals have purchased these. And we think it's a great, great thing. It's also very affordable. Now, in addition, you can learn about it. If you'd like, go to worldbibleschool.net and click on Bible. You can learn all about it. Now, this is another tool that we've developed recently. It's kind of in its infancy. You're looking here at a picture of my cell phone screen. Nothing unusual or amazing about it, except for one thing. Down in the lower left-hand corner, there's an app. Now, this is an app that Jonathan Towle has developed, and it is designed literally to take advantage of a worldwide phenomenon, and that is no exaggeration. And that is the fact that around the globe, millions and millions of people strongly want to speak English. They want to improve their ability to speak the English language. And this app, which is called Spoken, takes advantage of that desire, that opportunity, as a way of sharing the gospel message. Here's how it works. The student, the person who uses it, will be presented on their iPhone, currently it's only iPhone, they will be presented with a scripture. They then record as they read that scripture in their very best English. After they do that, that is saved. And then the coach, as we call them, the Christian on this end, has the ability to listen to that recording of that person reading that scripture and then record their own response, reply back to them, encouraging them, helping them to perhaps practice their enunciation, suggesting to them how they can improve their spoken English, and at the same time sharing with them what we think about that passage and how that means so much to us. Currently, we have 50 to 60 of these scriptures already loaded and ready to go, so there's ample opportunity for people to practice their English, interact with a Christian who can be an encourager to them, and all through that process, the person is encouraged to sign up to be a World Bible School student to study the Word. So this is a tool that's brand new, and we're hoping it'll be very, very useful. To coach on Spoken, you have to have an iPhone. You have to register as a World Bible School study helper, send an email requesting to be signed up, and follow the instructions. And by the way, I have some handouts that will outline these things later. If you'd like to get one of those from me, you don't have to remember these. Here's the next tool. Anybody want to tell me what that says? Usually when I do this, I hear a little bit of murmur in the crowd, and sometimes somebody will say, "That's Greek to me." And you know what? It is. This is a Greek word, and translated in my Texan kind of English, we would call it mathetes. Mathetes simply means learner or disciple. So what does that have to do with World Bible School? Well, mathetes is the name that we're giving to this new tool that we have just put online that is intended, it is actually targeted at postmodern Americans and others around the world. It is targeted at younger generations. And as you see in the illustration at the right, it is designed to encourage groups of people to come together to study specific lessons after viewing videos on specific topics, discuss them as a group, to talk those over, and then to go out and to put into application what was learned in those lessons. Again, this is geared for young people, although any of us here could do it. But it is a new tool that we are developing as another way of reaching out to people and finding those opportunities to share the message of Jesus. You can learn more about it, and actually you can do this today by going to mathetes.org. Now, I've talked about several things today. I hope you can see that. But what we call the World Bible School Toolbox consists of a variety of tools and opportunities and things you can use. Things from the Master Series lessons, the Connect program, the children's booklets, the Muslim series, the Study Bible, Spoken, Mathetes, some of which are online, some are in print, all of which are in English, and some of which are in Spanish, French, and Portuguese. So I would maintain to you that hopefully there's something up here that every one of us could and should consider getting involved with. Use these tools. We provide them to assist you. Again, that's the point. One Christian sharing with one seeker at a time, and we're simply here to facilitate and hopefully to make that simpler and make that easier. WBS can take the message of Jesus to many, many places. It can go to faraway lands. We recently heard a a message from one of our teachers, Judy, and she wrote that she had literally taught for years, and for several years she had seen no results. And she was becoming discouraged. She was considering quitting. And she wrote us to tell us that in a matter of 3 weeks, three of her students, each in a different country, somewhere around the world, obeyed the gospel, and it encouraged her tremendously. So it can go to faraway lands, and it does find good soil in faraway lands. It can also go close to home. We heard also from Nathan, who is a WBS teacher teaching online. His wife was not a Christian, and he said she wanted nothing to do with it. He would sit at his desk and grade these lessons on his computer, and he said after a while she started looking over his shoulder. And finally he said she would point out the right answer. And he finally asked her if she would like to take the lessons and register, and she did. And he wrote to tell us that he had the privilege of baptizing her. This can work far away. It can work close to home. Additionally, it can go into very difficult situations, as we've already talked about with Bill Lewis in the prisons and many other locations. It can go into many different settings, many different scenarios, taking that message of Jesus. So I would ask you, please, this morning as we wrap up and get ready to close, please pray for World Bible School. Pray for those who are actively involved as teachers here and in other places, and pray for those souls who are studying, learning about Jesus. I would ask you also, if you're not already, to please consider giving to support the ministry. And also tell others about World Bible School. Sometimes I get an invitation to come and present at a church because someone, a friend at another church, told them about it. Please do that. I would love to be able to do that. Also, on a more personal level, specifically, you can become an online teacher. It's very simple. Right here at this website, you can become a postal teacher. Talk to Linda Revelle. Is Linda here this morning? I didn't see Linda. There she is. Talk to Linda. Linda will help you out with that. Learn more about World Bible School Connect. All the information you need is right here, and I have some brochures out on the table that explain it as well. You can use Spoken right now. I've done it. It's really neat. You can also form a Methodist study group and share the gospel with people that way. You can learn about the new study Bible. You can see me for more information today. And I'm going to get real bold and give you my phone number and my email address. So please, if I can help you, let's talk today or reach out later and let me know how I can help. Bottom line, we know that in Mark chapter 4, that sower went out and sowed a lot of seed in order to find the good soil that was receptive to that seed. The same is true here. I would encourage you, whether with World Bible School or whatever it might be, find that soil, sow that seed, so that God can give the increase. Thank you very much for your attention. Before we close, I do want to read one passage of Scripture, and then the lesson is yours. I want to read quickly from 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 1. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and in which you stand, and by which you are being saved if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. I just preached to you the gospel in that passage. Because in its simplest form, the gospel is simply this. We were sinners. We were lost. Christ came, took our sins on His own shoulders, took our sins to the cross, and through that act gave us the opportunity to be saved. If you're here today and you're not a Christian, I would tell you that you need to be. If you've heard and understood that gospel message, I would encourage you to respond to it. If you're here and are a Christian and have a need that this body can help with, then we would invite you to come today. Whatever your situation, if you need to respond, we would encourage you to do that at this time as we stand and as we sing.
Oh, the light.